Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Serve ice cream and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A new lawsuit opens a new front in the battle over abortion, says ABC's Richard Cantu.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing New York doctor Margaret Daly Carpenter for prescribing the so-called abortion pill to a woman near Dallas in violation of Texas law. Such prescriptions are a key reason that the number of abortions has increased in the U.S. even since state bans started taking effect.
Top Republican in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, said that efforts to undermine public confidence in proven cures are not just uninformed, they're dangerous. He was discussing the benefits of the polio vaccine, and his statement came out amid public health concerns over the influence of a lawyer close to Health Secretary nominee Robert Kennedy, who has asked the FDA to yank its approval of the current polio vaccine. Today, President-elect Trump will attend the Army-Navy football game, and South Korea's parliament voted to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol over his decision to impose martial law. His powers and duties are suspended. This is ABC News. There are new details about the man accused of killing the UnitedHealthcare CEO, Brian Thompson, in New York City. ABC has learned the attempted killer, Luigi Mangione, or the alleged killer, Luigi Mangione, left New York not by bus, as first thought, but by train. ABC's Mike Marza has more.
Brian Thompson's murder has sparked contentious conversations over the frustration and anger aimed at the nation's healthcare industry. UnitedHealth Group's CEO, in an op-ed to the New York Times, acknowledged an overhaul of the system is needed, adding it's an effort that Brian Thompson was trying to lead. The ideas he advocated were aimed at making healthcare more affordable, more transparent, more intuitive, more compassionate, and more human. That's Brian's legacy, one that we will carry forward.
A 100-year-old survivor of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor died Wednesday in California. He had to cancel a planned visit to a remembrance ceremony last week because of declining health. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
There is a winter weather advisory for Richland, Iowa, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties until 12 a.m. Sunday, December 15th. Because of the impending weather, we do have some cancellations to tell you about for today. The Sting Program Movie Day that was supposed to be held at Center Cinema has been canceled and will be rescheduled at a later date. Riverdale High School will not be traveling to the Power Lift at La Crosse and will not be taking part in the Wrestling Invitational at Whitewater. The New Glarus at Iowa Grant girls basketball game today has been canceled. The Richland Center varsity wrestling team will not travel to the TOMA tournament today. The Richland Center JV wrestling team will not travel to the Middleton meet today either. There's a winter weather advisory for Richland, Iowa, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties until Sunday morning at midnight. Today, cloudy with a 40% chance of snow becoming ice and freezing rain, breezy winds, a high of 33. Tonight, ice and freezing rain transitioning to rain into the early morning hours, up to 0.2 inches of ice possible with a low near 32. Sunday, cloudy with warmer temperatures, light winds, a high of 42. Monday, mostly cloudy, sprinkles and 40.
Christmas everywhere, in the hearts of all people, both near and afar. Christmas everywhere, feel the love of the season wherever you are. On the small country roads lined with green mistletoe, big city streets where a thousand lights glow, let it be Christmas everywhere. Let heavenly music fill the air. Let every heart sing, let every bell ring the story of hope and joy and peace. And let it be Christmas everywhere. Let heavenly music fill the air. Let anger and fear and hate disappear. Let there be love that lasts through the year. And let it be Christmas, Christmas everywhere. With the gold and the silver, the green and the red, Christmas everywhere. In the smiles of all children asleep in their beds, in the eyes of young babies, their first falling snow, elderly's memories that never grow old. Let it be Christmas everywhere. Let heavenly music fill the air. Let every heart sing, let every bell ring story of hope and joy and peace. And let it be Christmas everywhere. Let heavenly music fill the air. Let anger and fear and hate disappear. Let there be love that lasts through the year. And let it be Christmas, Christmas everywhere. Songs that we sing and the gifts that we bring, Christmas everywhere. In what this day means and what we believe, from the sandy white beaches where blue water rolls, snow-covered mountains and valleys below. Let it be Christmas everywhere. Let heavenly music fill the air. Let every heart sing. Let every bell
That's one of those songs that reminds me of my friend Sissy every single time I hear it. Alan Jackson, Let It Be Christmas at 7:08 as we work through your Saturday morning wake up. Well, we were guiding people to facebook.com/WRCOAMFM. Tell us how you are planning for the big storm moving in or what you're going to be doing during it. Well, I'll tell you what, Gretchen wrote, hunker down. And they're going to go ring bells at Walmart for the Salvation Army. So a great big thank you for helping out the community. Speaking of the community, we want to tell you Smiles for a Child distribution is going on today. That will run from noon until 3. Only one date, so toys must be picked up today. That is going on until 3, from noon to 3 today. Thanks ever so much for making us a part of your pre-storm weekend wake up. Here's Pentatonix.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for her.
parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago.
Sure hope you find a way to find your wonderful this time of year. Hey, congratulations to the Wisconsin women's volleyball team. They were pushed to five sets. They beat Texas A&M. They advanced to the NCAA regional final. Congrats, ladies. We'll have a look at this week in entertainment history. We have a fun one, and we'll do that in less than 10 minutes on your weekend wake up.
Not my style to dance away the night. I go for a walk beneath the full moonlight. And I don't wish on falling stars or easily
It's Aaron Tippett on Country and Community, WRCO-FM at 7:15. We have a cancellation, a new one to pass along. We'll cover them all between now and 7:30 as well. The boys and girls youth basketball scheduled in Richland Center today canceled, so no boys and girls youth basketball. And, of course, we were talking on Facebook.com. The question of the day at WRCO-AM-FM right on Facebook is, how are you planning on spending the day of the storm moving in? And we've had some great responses. The handle of E. Marie goes, good day for a pot of soup, some homemade bread, and a nap later with the fur babies. That right there is good living, folks.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
For over 40 years,
Heartland Christmas Trees has been more than just a tree lot. It's where family traditions begin. Choose from Fraser, Concolor, and Balsam Firs, Scotch, White, and Norway Pine, or the classic Blue and White Spruce. Plus, you'll find wreaths, roping, tree lights, and more to make your holidays magical. Heartland makes it easy with free shaking and netting for your tree. And kids will love the free candy cane. Stop by the Heartland Christmas Tree Lot at the Starlight 14 Drive-In on Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Open daily 9 to 8 with a lighted lot for evening shopping. Heartland Christmas Trees, a family tradition for generations.
For everyone with Greater Richland Tourism, we wish you a Merry Christmas. And also, we look forward to meeting all of our new visitors and guests and soon-to-be friends. Let's everyone have a Happy New Year.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Attention farmers and ranchers, join them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg for the best livestock sales in the region. Whether you're buying or selling, they offer competitive prices and top-notch service. Their expert staff is there to assist you every step of the way. Don't miss the next auction. It's the place to be for all your livestock needs. Visit them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg or call Barry at 963-1006, your trusted partner in livestock sales.
This is Logan Willis. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca and our pastor, Diana Lucas, I would like to invite you to our weekly services. We are a family that welcomes everyone with open communion. If you're searching for a place to belong, come as you are. This is a safe church for all ages. Please join us Sundays at 10:30 a.m. at Willow Valley UMC in Ithaca.
The holidays are here, and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is ready to help you make your home merry and bright this season and into the new year. Looking for the perfect gift? How about the gift of comfort with one of our top quality mattresses? Or shop in our in-store clearance values and save big on furniture for every room. Not sure what to get? We've got gift certificates for everyone on your list. Start the new year off right with comfort and savings from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Visit us on South Church Street in Richland Center today.
CBS presents this program in color.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history. Brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Ready or not, Christmas is here. Richards Insurance encourages you to take a moment this Christmas season to remember those you love and to enjoy the blessings you have in life. This is the 91st Christmas for Richards Insurance. We are thankful for our clients and the blessings we share. I'm Dylan Lewis, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas on behalf of the Richards Insurance team.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Today's history lesson starts with a birthday. Actor T.K. Carter is 68, known for his role on The Corner and Punky Brewster. In 1965, the Jackson 5 made their first appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show. In 1974, the disaster film The Towering Inferno was released, starring Steve McQueen and Paul Newman. Silkwood premiered in 1983. That starred Meryl Streep, Kurt Russell, and Cher. In 1993, another huge premiere, the movie Philadelphia, the first mainstream film about AIDS and directed by Jonathan Demme, starring Tom Hanks and Denzel Washington. Peggy Lee's one-woman show Peg opened in New York City. It ran for just five performances.
In 2015, Star Wars The Force Awakens, directed by J.J. Abrams, premiered at the TCL Chinese Theater in L.A. In 2017, the Walt Disney Company bought most of 21st Century Fox for $52 billion. Hal Williams, Dee Wallace, Cliff Williams of AC/DC, and Michaela Watkins all celebrating birthdays today. Your Rabbit Ears memory is next.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
A look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
This is ABC.
As we do each and every Saturday, we wrap up today's history lesson with our Rabbit Ears memory. It's an American action military drama television series. It's centered on high technology and an attack helicopter codenamed Airwolf and its crew. They undertook various exotic missions, many involving espionage with a Cold War theme. It ran on CBS from 1984 to 1987. It's Airwolf.
There'll be peace on earth, but instead it just kept on raining. A veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and the distant choir, the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, and eyes full of tinsel and fire. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story, till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas. And I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn, and I saw him in his disguise. I wish you a brave new year. All
Crawford and Vernon counties until 12 a.m. Sunday, December 15th. Because of the impending weather, we do have some cancellations to tell you about for today. The Sting Program Movie Day that was supposed to be held at Center Cinema has been canceled and will be rescheduled at a later date. Boys and girls youth basketball scheduled in Richland Center today has been canceled. Riverdale High School will not be traveling to the Power Lift at La Crosse and will not be taking part in the Wrestling Invitational at Whitewater. The New Glarus at Iowa Grant girls basketball game today has been canceled. The Richland Center varsity wrestling team will not travel to the TOMA tournament today. The Richland Center JV wrestling team will not travel to the Middleton meet today either.
Hi, it's Carl from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, wishing you a joyous Christmas season filled with love, laughter, and safe travels.
The Family Thrift Shop is sending a big thank you to all the volunteers, shoppers, and generous donors who make their shop such a success. Stock up on fall decorations and everything you need to set a beautiful holiday table. Follow them on Facebook for updates, silent auctions, and more. Donations are always welcome during business hours, Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 4. Located at 120 South Main Street. Your shopping and donations stay local, supporting nonprofits right here in our community. The Family Thrift Shop, where giving truly makes a difference.
Men are so hard to shop for. Ladies, do you get stuck not knowing what to get your guy? He already has tools, clothes, sporting goods, and electronics. Hey, this is Amanda at JJ Welsh Jewelers, and I bet I know something your guy doesn't have much of. Jewelry, or maybe even a nice watch. We've recently put together some really neat jewelry that Wisconsin guys will actually wear. From amazing Glock watches to masculine chains, crosses, bracelets, and even really cool dog tags that can be engraved. And so many more amazing ideas for that hard-to-buy-for guy for Christmas. Shop JJ Welsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invite you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invite you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available.
We covered a couple of these during our look at This Week in Entertainment History. This is a mind blower. The Walt Disney Company in 2017 bought most of 21st Century Fox for over $52 billion. Also, Star Wars The Force Awakens, directed by J.J. Abrams, debuted in L.A. on this date in 2015. Hal Williams, Dee Wallace, and Cliff Williams of AC/DC all have birthdays today. Cliff Williams, 75 today. Time to take a look and see who's celebrating locally. Brought to you on WRCO-FM by those great folks down in Black Earth, The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox in Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
jumping right in. Birthdays and anniversaries on Saturday, December 14th. Alex Olson from the Sacred Heart Parish. Hope you have a great day today. Lori and the guys would like to wish Carson Durst a very happy birthday. Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret, well, they have a list of Carson Durst and Aiden Durst. Here's a birthday wish for Georgia Moore from Margie. Happy 17th birthday to my nephew, Aiden Durst. Enjoy your special day from Lori and the guys. Happy birthday, Devin Cook. Love from Mama, Kim, Chase, and Jacqueline. Steve Wankerl, have a great birthday today. That wish from the Durst cousins. Happy birthday to our other sister, Emily, listening in down in Florida today from Adam and Carlene with love. Carson Durst, you are on the Richland Primary School list today. The Bloom City Town Crier, Marty Bennett, is celebrating. From the Little Willow Birthday Club, Michelle Muse and Emily Brooks on there. Marty Bennett makes the Richland Center Free Methodist Church list today. Greg Patterson, happy birthday from Bob and Heidi. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, Dale Allen Jr., Peter Broadbent, Larry Harris, Josie Kinney, Kathy Neff, Stevie Pelton, and Jason Esser. And happy birthday wishes today to Sue Batesnik from the Richland Center Lions Club.
Rockwell Automation in Richland Center is more than just a company. They are a part of this community. The team is made up of coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMS. Rockwell is proud to support and serve neighbors every day, both in and out of the workplace. What they are asking from the community is, if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please contact them as they would love to partner with your organization. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with Rockwell Automation or have any questions, please call them at 647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
Well, we opened up the old facebook.com/WRCOAMFM, and we asked people what their plans are as we're under that winter weather advisory, some bad weather possibly moving our way today. Had some fun responses. Grace said that they went to town yesterday and got all the necessities. Today, they hunker down, walk the dogs, and get Christmas presents wrapped. That's a pretty solid plan right there. And for Sarah, they're hitting the lighted parade in Waniwok tonight, so they have to set that up this afternoon. Otherwise, they're doing farm chores. Yeah, you know what? It's the American way right there. Thanks for joining us, whether it's Facebook or WRCOFM 100.9, WRCO.com, or on the Civic Media app.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad.
I'm not afraid to
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Muy bueno.
Feliz.
Yeah, the weather today, no muy bueno, no. 7:42, we're working to 7:45. We'll have Caitlin O'Connell. She'll have a news update. I just had a chance to chat with Paul on the radio today. Thanks for checking in on the phone line, talking about cancellations and wondering if an event was canceled. And he asked if we were doing Prime Mover, and I said, oh, yes, sir. It's kind of like the mail. Rain, snow, sleet, or hail will not stop Prime Mover.
WRCO.
There is a winter weather advisory for Richland, Iowa, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties until 12 a.m. Sunday, December 15th. Because of the impending weather, we do have some cancellations to tell you about for today. The Sting Program Movie Day that was supposed to be held at Center Cinema has been canceled and will be rescheduled at a later date. Boys and girls youth basketball scheduled in Richland Center today has been canceled. Riverdale High School will not be traveling to the Power Lift at La Crosse and will not be taking part in the Wrestling Invitational at Whitewater. The New Glarus at Iowa Grant girls basketball game today has been canceled. The Richland Center varsity wrestling team will not travel to the TOMA tournament today. The Richland Center JV wrestling team will not travel to the Middleton meet today either.
Hey, Coach Johnson here, and I'm here to share with you some great news. I've been doing health coaching for nearly 4 years now, and I have to tell you, the company I work with has the best deal of the year, and I would even say it's been the best since I've been with them. So contact Coach Johnson at 604-7751 or direct message me on Facebook. The offer ends December 15th, so reach out today. And in light of the holiday spirit, I will personally add to the discount as a Christmas bonus gift. Remember, deal ends December 15th, and you can reach me at 608-604-7751 or find me, Jamie Johnson, on Facebook.
Do you have a Walk with Grace related fundraiser coming up? Let Grace help spread the word. It's a win-win. Get your event advertised on their website, the fundraising page, social media, Facebook calendar of events, and more. Simply go to walkwithgrace.com/contact, fill out the quick form, and submit your information. It's just that simple. walkwithgrace.com/contact.
The holidays are here, and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is ready to help you make your home merry and bright this season and into the new year. Looking for the perfect gift? How about the gift of comfort with one of our top quality mattresses? Or shop in our in-store clearance values and save big on furniture for every room. Not sure what to get? We've got gift certificates for everyone on your list. Start the new year off right with comfort and savings from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Visit us on South Church Street in Richland Center today.
WRCO 100.9 FM,
Richland Center.
It's 7:45. We're at 23 degrees. This update is brought to you on WRCO FM by Philback Family of Dealerships, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Chet Feed, Seed, and Such. During our weather forecast after the 8 o'clock ABC News, we'll take a look at our cancellations. There is that winter weather advisory for Richland, Iowa, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties until 12 a.m. Sunday. Cloudy, a chance of snow becoming ice and freezing rain later today. Breezy winds up to 20 miles per hour gusting and a high just at 33. Ice, freezing rain transitioning to all rain during the early morning hours. We could see a lot of messy road conditions during the overnight. 32. Cloudy and warmer, light winds tomorrow with a high of 42. After a morning low of 13, we're all the way up to 23 degrees. Your morning news with Caitlin O'Connell is on the way next.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Saturday, December 14th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. A pedestrian was hit and killed Tuesday evening in the town of Excelsior. At approximately 5:30, the Sauk County Communications Center was notified of a vehicle versus pedestrian crash in the area of State Highway 33 and Lake Virginia Road. Emergency services personnel from multiple agencies responded to the scene. The initial investigation has shown that a pickup truck pulling an enclosed trailer was traveling eastbound on 33, approaching Lake Virginia Road. The truck was operated by a 43-year-old man from rural Hill Point. A 22-year-old man from rural Reedsburg had entered the eastbound travel lane of 33. The truck was unable to stop or otherwise avoid a collision and struck the pedestrian. The pedestrian died at the scene. From roadway evidence and witness statements, it appears that the driver of the pickup was exercising due care and reacted appropriately to the unexpected presence of a person in the roadway on the unlit rural highway. The operator of the truck was cooperative throughout the investigation, which continues by the Sauk County Sheriff's Office. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Reedsburg Police Department, Reedsburg Area Ambulance Service, Reedsburg Fire Department, and the Sauk County Coroner's Office. A search warrant in Reedsburg resulted in an arrest. On Monday, two residential search warrants were served at 96 South Air Drive and 118th Silver Drive in the city of Reedsburg. The search warrants were obtained after a package containing 1,074 grams of cocaine was seized by the U.S. Postal Inspection Service. The approximate street value of this cocaine is $22,000. The package was mailed from Puerto Rico and was destined for the 96 South Air Drive address. The package was delivered by the Postal Inspection Service and was later brought inside the residence by an unrelated female. A male showed up after several hours and went inside the residence. He was taken into custody as he was leaving while carrying the suspect package. Joshua A. Vargas Sanchez, 28, of Reedsburg, was arrested and charged with possession with intent to deliver cocaine greater than 40 grams, possession with intent to deliver cocaine 1 to 5 grams, maintaining a drug trafficking place, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office and Reedsburg Police Department were assisted by the U.S. Postal Inspection Service, Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation, and the Wisconsin State Patrol. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff today, in honor of former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice David Prosser, who died December 1st at the age of 81. Former Justice Prosser was raised in Appleton and attended the University of Wisconsin Law School, where he received a law degree in 1968. He first entered public service as an attorney for the United States Department of Justice and then as a staff member for a United States representative. In 1976, he was elected to serve as a county district attorney. In 1978, he was elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly and represented the 42nd Assembly District from 1979 to 1983, the 79th Assembly District from 1983 to 1985, and the 57th Assembly District from 1985 to 1997. While in the State Assembly, former Justice Prosser served as minority leader for 6 years, and as the 72nd Speaker of the Assembly from 1995 to 1997. After his time in the legislature, former Justice Prosser was appointed to the Wisconsin Tax Appeals Commission in 1997 and served there until he was appointed to the Wisconsin Supreme Court by former Governor Tommy Thompson in 1998, where he served for 18 years before retiring in 2016. Services for former Justice Prosser will be held today in Appleton. As holiday celebrations continue, the American Red Cross encourages donors to keep the blood supply top of the mind by giving blood or platelets this month. Bring joy to someone facing a medical emergency. Give something that means something with a blood or platelet donation. Type O negative blood donors and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now to help ensure patients can continue to receive the care they need in the coming weeks. A blood drive will be held today from 8 until 1 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Loganville. All appointments can be made using the Red Cross Blood Donor app by visiting redcrossblood.org, or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS, which is 1-800-733-2767. The Richland County Performing Arts Council presents Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert tomorrow at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Maggie, along with Sawmill Creek Band, including Eric Knopf Singer, and special guest Leroy Elvis Peterson will bring the holiday spirit to the auditorium when they perform toe-tapping Christmas music, as well as a variety of country favorites. Maggie May is a well-known Nashville recording artist with many fans across the country and locally. Mick Cosgrove is the treasurer for the Richland County Performing Arts Council.
We've got people coming from all over Southwest Wisconsin. I was just looking at it earlier here, and it's just amazing to me the following that she has and the excitement. As I was driving down here, I get an email every time someone purchased tickets and can see where they're coming from, and a couple tickets were bought just between the office and down here. But we've got people coming from Prairie du Chien, Bellevue, Iowa, Holman, Wisconsin, Black River Falls, Mauston, Toma, Janesville, Kendall, Madison, Reedsburg, Baraboo. She really draws from a large area. So we're excited about that, and we're hoping to not only have an enjoyable afternoon with Maggie May, but also showcase the project that we have there at the auditorium.
All proceeds from the concert go towards the Auditorium Building Fund for the ongoing restoration and renewal. Maggie May goes above and beyond for her audience, making her a special person and performer. Robin Cosgrove is the secretary for the Richland County Performing Arts Council.
Something very special about Maggie is giving a concert from the stage. She makes you feel like you're right in her living room, and she sees people. She notices people. One thing I'm excited about is that she's coming on Saturday. Their team decorates the stage in holiday fare. So I'm very excited to see what someone's point of view of that stage decorated with their items would look like. So anyone who would be curious about that, come for the concert, but enjoy what Maggie's going to do to transform that stage into a Christmas scene. And the other thing that Maggie did when she was here the last time, there was I remember a gentleman rushing to come into the concert, and he fell and hurt himself. He had to be taken to the hospital to get a few stitches. And he was gone the whole show. He came right as the last people were leaving the building, and he was so disappointed. The thing Maggie did is she set him down on the bottom stairs of that front door of the auditorium, on those big marble stairs, and she sang him like a 3 or 4 song concert just for him. I thought, man, that's a deep soul that does something like that.
Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert will be performed this Sunday at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Doors will open at 1 o'clock and the show will get underway at 2. Tickets are priced at $25 per person. A group rate for 10 or more people is also available. Tickets can be purchased online at eventbrite.com, locally at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery, at Napa Auto Parts, or at the door as available. For ticket information, you can call 1-608-604-7022. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking public input on the draft statewide comprehensive outdoor recreation plan. The plan describes the supply and demand for outdoor recreation in Wisconsin. The draft Wisconsin plan includes an analysis of the motivations for recreating and the barriers Wisconsin residents may experience preventing them from participating in outdoor recreation. States are required to complete a statewide comprehensive outdoor recreation plan every 5 years to be eligible for participation in the Land and Water Conservation Fund State Assistance Program. The public is encouraged to submit comments using the online public input form on the DNR's Wisconsin Statewide Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan website. Comments may also be mailed, phoned, or emailed. Submit comments by Sunday, December 15th. Following the close of the public comment period, the department will summarize the input received and adjust the report as necessary before submitting the final report to the governor for his consideration. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Saturday, December 14th. Kenneth H., Ken Pardoon, 95 of Richland Center, died December 3rd at Pine Valley Community Village. A graveside service with the local military honors unit will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Button Cemetery in Gotham. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted with arrangements. For Kenneth H., Ken Pardoon, 95 of Richland Center. Lawrence Paul Larry Kataravic, 75 of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County, died unexpectedly on November 28th at Aspirus Hospital in Wausau. Funeral services will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center with burial in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home today from 9:30 until the time of the service at 11. Memorials may be made to Whitetails Unlimited Wisconsin headquarters. For Lawrence Paul Larry Kataravic, 75 of Tomahawk and formerly of Richland County. Mary Frances Harms, 94 of Muscadet, died November 25th at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock today at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet today from 11 until the time of the service at 1. A rosary will be prayed at 10:45. For Mary Frances Harms, 94 of Muscadet. Ronald G. Klang, 68 of Casanova, died December 4th at home due to a long-term complications from an ATV accident in 2016. A celebration of life will be held on Sunday from 1 until 3 o'clock at Boston's Baw in Casanova. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Casanova EMS, Casanova Private Landowners ATV Club, or to a charity of choice. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family. Of Ronald G. Klang, 68 of Casanova.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8833.
You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Elected officials continue their criticism of the federal government over its response to the reports of drones, mostly in New Jersey. Federal and military authorities say they've not assessed any threat. The FAA has published a new website and information about drones. In a video on the site, FAA spokesman Kevin Morris says,
"The FAA regulates drones to keep our nation's airspace safe and efficient. This includes who can fly them, where they can fly them, and at what altitudes."
Authorities in New York City say there are indications the man accused of killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson will end his fight against extradition from Pennsylvania, where he remains in custody. Today, President-elect Donald Trump.